We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Entercom Radio Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham, and we're going to be talking to a very important organization this time. It's the Oregon Food Bank, and one of the most important things you should take away from this interview is that food is available to all who need it. If you need help, it's out there. Let's jump right in. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Nathan Harris. Nathan is the Director of Community Philanthropy at Oregon Food Bank. Hey there, Nathan. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me, and thanks to you and Intercom for making some time for Oregon Food Bank today.
Absolutely. You guys are one of the most important organizations, especially right now. You guys are probably super busy. But first, I want to know what your job is. You're the Director of Community Philanthropy. Tell me about that.
In my role, I lead a team of just over 30 incredible human beings who collectively work with the community on crafting transformational partnerships and relationships that generate support for the work and mission of Oregon Food Bank. We define philanthropy at Oregon Food Bank as any voluntary action for the common good rooted in a love for humankind. Philanthropy's Latin roots mean a love for humankind. So we define any of those voluntary actions as being storytelling, financial gift giving, volunteerism, and action taking that drives forward our advocacy priorities, for example. And those are just a few examples.
It sounds like a really cool job.
I agree.
Okay.
It is.
And you've only been with Oregon Food Bank for about a year. So you picked quite a year to join in. How's your year been?
It's so true. It's been intense, and I think that what has defined this year for me has been the experience of witnessing firsthand and serving at the intersection of the love and generosity that our community has demonstrated in taking care of those most impacted by COVID-19 and the economic wake of COVID-19. So it's been profound. I think in some of the most challenging moments we may face, what shines through, and I get the privilege of seeing this in my work day in and day out, what shines through is that generosity of human spirit that defines what is philanthropy.
That's one really amazing thing about living in Oregon and Southwest Washington is the people around here are really generous and always ready to chip in where they can. Have you found that to be true as
so
well?
So true. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, no matter the situation, you could be kind of in a dire situation yourself, but you're still going to give, and I love that. Tell me about
the Oregon. We see that day in and day out.
You do? That's really great.
Yeah.
So tell me about the Oregon Food Bank. You guys are a little bit different than kind of a regular food bank.
So Oregon Food Bank is unique in its structure. We're the hub of a broad network that reaches all corners of the state and Southwest Washington. It is a collaboration of 21 regional food banks who distribute food to more than 1,400 food pantries, meal sites, and delivery services across Oregon and Southwest Washington. And our mission and the way we approach it is rooted in equity, social, and racial justice. Our mission is not just to feed people today, but to end hunger for good. So we address hunger and hunger's root causes. we're not just working to provide food assistance to families who need it today. And that's an incredibly important part of our mission. It is a moral imperative to feed hungry people. We're also, though, working to end hunger for good by addressing the root causes of hunger, which we might say are poverty. And the root causes of poverty are rooted in systemic oppressions like racism, xenophobia, transphobia, and more.
Yeah, I've talked to the Oregon Food Bank on this show several times, and you're one of those organizations that would love to not exist. Love to not have to exist.
Yes, this isn't in any way a critique of the way other nonprofits may conduct their mission, but I think we do really envision a reality wherein our mission would no longer be needed. So we're currently operating within the framework of a 10-year vision, and that vision is of resilient communities that never go hungry. That doesn't necessarily mean that in order to realize resilient communities that never go hungry, we don't need a constant vigilant presence focused on anti-hunger work. We may very well, but absolutely, I think we would be living in an ideal reality if there was no need for food assistance.
You started in this job just a few months before the pandemic hit. And how have things changed from that time until now, as far as the need goes?
It's a great question, Gary. In a typical year, the Oregon Food Bank Network that I just described serves about 860,000 community members. And at this point, a year ago, OFB was excited to share that we were making meaningful progress, that hunger was on the decline throughout our region. And the reality today is clearly quite different. Our most recent data shows hunger has doubled or will soon since the start of the pandemic. Almost one in five of our neighbors faces food insecurity right now. And some things haven't changed. Most Oregonians were just one unfortunate situation away from being food insecure before COVID, and that remains true today. But the economic fallout of the pandemic and the recent wildfires have most definitely taken a toll. Thousands of Oregonians are experiencing income loss and food insecurity, many for the first time. And folks who are already disproportionately experiencing hunger and poverty, for example, Black, Indigenous, and people of color communities, single parents and caregivers, immigrants and refugees, our transgender and gender nonconforming kin, they have all been hit even harder. So what we're seeing on the ground is a 100-year flood of hunger, certainly the worst food insecurity we've seen in decades, if not since the Great Depression. And anecdotally, many of those 1,400 pantry and meal site partners are seeing as many people now in a month that they would have typically been seeing in an entire year.
Wow.
The pandemic has also taken a toll on the broader food system, from farm workers and growers to manufacturers and distributors. They've all seen serious disruptions. And this has played out in our own operations in some ways. Like, for example, for the safety of our staff, supporters, and community, we've reduced volunteer shifts to maintain social distancing, moving to almost exclusively remote work, with the exception of our heroic warehouse staff. And we've suspended consumer-donated food collections to limit touch points and protect the safety of our broader food stream. You know, for example, my team, the community philanthropy team, is hearing from many community members who make a tradition at this time of year of donating food products to Oregon Food Bank. Those kinds of food drives require large teams to sanitize, sort, and repackage food. Typically, we have teams of 100 volunteers or more for that kind of work, and we simply can't convene volunteers at that scale safely due to COVID-19. So for OFB and our communities, there's been no shortage of challenges, and I'm really excited and proud to say that through it, Oregon Food Bank and the OFB network have been able to meet the crisis head on. We've kept nutritious food flowing to hard-hit communities throughout Oregon and Southwest Washington, thanks to incredible community support and strong industry and government partnerships. And we're not slowing down. We can't afford to slow down. The economic fallout of this pandemic will certainly last a year or longer. So it is, you know, as I mentioned early, when prompted, it is this community spirit of generosity that we need to sustain to ensure families continue to have the resources they need to weather the storm.
And certainly all over the news, you see people just lined up even for miles in their cars just to get food. It's pretty crazy right now. Are you seeing that here locally?
You know, I think the most important thing to reinforce for our neighbors locally is that food is available here in our region, and folks can find local resources using our OregonFoodFinder.org application on our website. You just type that in, OregonFoodFinder.org. The Oregon Food Bank Network is unique, as we mentioned before. It's as strong and resilient as the communities we work in and within. So we haven't seen anything quite like the mile-long lines that we're seeing reported from other states. What we have seen is tens of thousands of community members coming together to support each other in really inspiring ways. And we need to keep that momentum going so that we don't end up with miles-long lines. And I would say to listeners of this program, if you're looking for ways to help out, to make sure that there is a steady and continuous flow of food for those in need, you can visit our website at OregonFoodBank.org to volunteer, donate, or take action to end hunger in our communities.
What kind of volunteer opportunities are there so you can keep this going?
Yeah, you know, there are a good number of ways that people can support Oregon Food Bank. This past year has elevated time and again the power of community, that in the face of our greatest societal challenges, what prevails is the fundamental goodness, service, leadership, and generosity of community members to care for one another. And it is because of that spirit of community that we can not only survive, but emerge stronger from the COVID-19 pandemic, racial injustice and anti-Black violence, wildfires, threats to our democracy, and economic devastation. Throughout all we faced during the relentless testing of our resilience in 2020, community spirit has kept us going. And financially, it has been imperative. And just as importantly, it has given us here at Oregon Food Bank hope and inspiration to persist through the long slog. So I would just want to start by saying, you know, thank you to the tens of thousands of people throughout our region who've given time, treasure, and talent to help all of our community members emerge stronger. And then in terms of ways people can support, as I mentioned earlier, the kinds of volunteer activities that people may be most familiar with aren't particularly possible at this time. If you're an individual or family that has a few items you'd want to donate, items of food, for example, you can reach out to your local pantry or meal site, and you can find locations for that at OregonFoodFinder.org. And you can certainly support anti-hunger efforts financially. Our work is made possible by the amazing outpouring of community support we've seen throughout the pandemic. Not everyone realizes that for every $1 donated, we are able to provide both healthy, nutritious food, and we're able to combat the systemic causes of hunger through our advocacy, community organizing, volunteer, and donor engagement programs. Our long-term relationships with farmers, food producers, and manufacturers, coupled with our scale, helps dollars stretch much further than the consumer dollar. And in addition to financial gift giving, if you're not at high risk for COVID, we could use your time. Our partners across the state could use your time, and they need additional volunteers to continue meeting increased demand head on. So again, connecting with food assistance sites near you so that you can volunteer in your area is one option. And you can always check in with Oregon Food Bank at OregonFoodBank.org for volunteer options that we are offering. Yeah. And finally, I would just say that in addition to financial gift giving and volunteering, we can't really afford to take our eyes off long-term systems change that end hunger for good. So we also ask people to engage in advocacy work. And our advocacy team makes it really easy and impactful to take action, including digital action. So people can sign up at our website to get informed and stay engaged at OregonFoodBank.org. And then the final thing I'll say, Gary, is that if folks have experienced food insecurity, you know, please consider sharing your story with us. We understand that hunger is not the outcome of personal choices. It's the product of systemic inequities like racism, xenophobia, transphobia, and more. Hunger is an outcome of a lack of employment that pays a living wage, a lack of access to affordable and culturally competent healthcare, and a lack of access to affordable housing. So sharing stories of hunger helps Oregon Food Bank build community support for the ways we can effectively end hunger today and end hunger for good. And if folks want to kind of volunteer by sharing their story, they can visit oregonfoodbank.org/share-your-story, or they can leave a message at 971-313-8301.
We're talking today with Nathan Harris, Director of Community Philanthropy at Oregon Food Bank. And this coming Tuesday, Nathan, is affectionately known as Giving Tuesday. Tell me how people can take part in Giving Tuesday and help out the Oregon Food Bank.
Yeah, December 1st is Giving Tuesday. I love Giving Tuesday. Each year around the globe, nonprofits amplify the power and agency of our individual and collective capacity to be philanthropic, to give charitably. And this is a counterpoint to consumer traditions around this time of year, like Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It reminds us that our dollars can change the world by helping to solve the most complex and devastating societal challenges that we face. This year, on Tuesday, December 1st, an anonymous donor to Oregon Food Bank is matching all donations up to $40,000, meaning if you give a dollar, our donor will give another dollar, and that doubles the impact of donations.
Wow.
And we could certainly put that $40,000 to use, to good use at this time. So we would invite people to join us on Giving Tuesday to help us reach our goal. And people can find that donation page on our website at oregonfoodbank.org/givingtuesday. And that said, you know, we welcome support whenever people can give. Our season of giving campaign runs through the end of December. And donations of every amount make an extraordinary difference as our entire community faces a dramatic rise in food insecurity. Every little bit helps. And as a community, our safety, our well-being, our health are all inextricably linked to one another's. COVID has certainly reminded us of that, and it has reminded us of the generosity people demonstrate to care for one another.
Yeah, the Oregon Food Bank has a lot of buying power, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're certainly able at our scope and scale and with the relationships that we hold within the food industry and beyond to make a dollar go further.
Yeah.
What many of us who work in the food industry are experiencing at this time are disruptions, though. So we're able to do more through our relationships and our resources. And like many of our partners in the food industry, it still comes with challenges.
So the whole state of Oregon and lots of Washington as well, we're currently in a pause right now. So how has the new public health orders affected your work and the communities that you support?
I mean, I would say that the pandemic, you know, has forced a week-long pause on social gatherings and some business operations. Even with those precautions, with the trajectory that we're seeing with contractions of COVID, I'm sure we can expect additional cases, closures, and economic impacts in the coming months. And we would just reinforce that people should be taking their safety and the safety of the community very seriously. We're positioned strongly to meet community need, and strong, sustained community support will help OFB and our partners get through this next wave of increased demand. And the most important thing, again, that I would come back to is that with all the uncertainty that we're facing right now, food is available.
So Nathan, say a family needs some assistance right now. What's the best thing they can do to get that assistance?
First and foremost, as I may have been reinforcing throughout our conversation, it's very important to us that folks know that food is available. OregonFoodFinder.org is a super easy to use app to find local pantries and meal sites. And many locations offer safe contactless pickup or delivery options. And we offer that application in 11 different languages that are common throughout our region. But for every meal we provide across those 1,400 food assistance sites, government programs like SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, some people still call it food stamps, that can provide 10 meals. So it's really important that people understand and apply for the benefits that are available to them. We often talk about the first line of defense against hunger being a living wage paying job and access to affordable housing and access to affordable health care. And the second line of defense are these kinds of social safety net programs like SNAP, like WIC, Women, Infants, and Children, TANF, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, and unemployment insurance. Those are all incredibly effective tools in preventing and reducing hunger in our communities. And we have a host of partnerships at OFB that make those types of benefits even more impactful. One example is our Double Up Food Bucks initiative, which offers families two times the value for each dollar spent at many farmers markets. We've just expanded that program to cover several local grocery stores, so there are even more ways to increase the value of food dollars. And more specifically, the Double Up Food Bucks program helps SNAP participants, again, that's a Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, helps those participants access more fresh fruits and vegetables. For every dollar spent on SNAP-eligible foods at participating sites, Double Up Food Bucks recipients now receive an additional dollar to spend on Oregon-grown fruits and vegetables. Over 700,000 Oregonians, more than a third of whom are children, currently receive SNAP benefits. So this program will essentially serve 65 farmers markets, 40 CSA farms, 25 grocery stores, and 21 of the state's 36 counties. And SNAP shoppers can access the Double Up Food Bucks program at participating farmers markets, grocery stores, and CSAs by very simply using their EBT card. And if folks are interested, for a list of participating sites, they can visit doubleuporegon.org.
That's really cool because so many times it's the challenge is getting fresh food, right? And so if you can go to a farmer's market, you know that's going to be fresh. That's awesome.
Yeah, fresh, nutritious food. And it also supports the idea of channeling resources back into local economies. And I think that's a really important concept for understanding how to strengthen the broader like food industry systems, and particularly at local levels. And very similarly, when we were experiencing spikes in need precipitated by the wildfires this summer, one of our strategies for meeting community need was to purchase grocery store gift cards and distribute them in impacted communities, both to make sure that those displaced by wildfires had access to the food they need, that they could make the choices that were right for themselves and their families, for the kind of nutritional and cultural considerations we all make when we purchase food. And through that methodology, we were able to channel those financial resources through grocery store gift cards back into impacted communities to help their recovery process after the wildfire devastation.
That's awesome. Well, now, Nathan, we are like pretty much smack dab in the middle of the holiday season. And traditionally, during the holidays, people love to give, which is wonderful. But people need help outside of the holiday season, too. So what's the best way that people can help out year-round?
I mean, again, I would say that the pandemic has reminded us of how important it is to remain engaged in our communities. And hunger is an issue that we were struggling with deeply prior to the pandemic. And it was a struggle that was driven by longstanding systemic inequities. So I would go back to really just encouraging people to be engaged in their communities, to be civically engaged. And year-round at Oregon Food Bank, we provide opportunities for volunteering, for storytelling, for civic engagement, and financial gift giving. As much as the pandemic has served as a reminder of the generosity of our community, it also reminds us of how important policy decisions are in our long-term health and well-being. The priorities and investments our elected leaders bring to the table, that matters. So if we want to end hunger for good, and that is our mission at Oregon Food Bank, as you said earlier, could we put ourselves out of business? We would. If we want to end hunger for good, then we have to dismantle the systems and barriers that drive hunger and poverty in our communities. So we're asking everyone who cares about hunger to seriously consider the issues and challenges that cause people to be food insecure in the first place. Yes, it's critical that people donate, volunteer, and make their voices heard. And they can visit our website at OregonFoodBank.org to find ways to get involved in hunger relief efforts happening in our communities right now and in the future. And you know, again, I'll just say Giving Tuesday is December 1st. Don't forget us on Giving Tuesday, and we will put that support to good use now and into the month ahead.
Nathan, you are definitely passionate, and I think you have the most perfect job for you. You are just made to have the job you have.
I feel like this opportunity at Oregon Food Bank has been an incredible gift and an incredible privilege. And I think it is too often rare that we find ourselves in a space in which our sense of purpose in the world and our skills and talent and our passions align. And for me, they do certainly align at Oregon Food Bank.
That's so great. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me again, Gary.
We've been talking today with Nathan Harris, Director of Community Philanthropy at the Oregon Food Bank. If you'd like to hear this interview again, a podcast is available online. Just search Let's Talk Portland on the radio.com app. Let's Talk Portland is an Entercom public affairs program.